just saying. Take me out to the ball game. In God we trust.
No.
Everybody else pay cash. Take me out to the crowd.
Right-hander is set. Pitch. That one's going to be right down Broadway. Now we'll run deuces on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
It's that way all the time. I mean, it's not like the kids are getting younger or anything like that. Somebody's got to be doing good because some of us are doing bad. So it's just a matter of putting things together. And there's a lot of ball games left. Trying to stay in a positive light, focus on improvement every day.
When it comes to outs, they don't care about the radar gun. They don't care about how much your breaking ball breaks. Outs are outs. And, you know, he's really figured out, like I said, how to get outs and how to pitch. He does a great job of it.
It's totally different. I mean, you get in a game situation, the momentum, the adrenaline, everything, it changes a little bit. Inter-squads get kind of old after a while, and you play 12 things inter-squad, everybody kind of starts focusing on other things. But I like playing games rather than inter-squad. That's the difference of big leaguers. They play games to get ready. I mean, that makes kids better about playing live games.
Trace Amigos Chinese Buffet Restaurant.
It's nice to know you burped Webster.
Yeah! To the ball game. Take me out to the ground.
Rounding third is Ray. Here's the throw. And a high hopper over the third baseman. Vega the shortstop. What a play by Vega. And he nips the speedy right at the bag at first base. Oh my.
Good in the roof. For the home team. Any day, don't win, is a shame.
Now whoever takes two out of three is going to win the conference and get that number one seed. And that's what Region 14 is all about, is stiff competition, great baseball, and you know, knowing that you're in it and going into the last weekend before the regional tournament, 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away from achieving something big.
This is a special sports presentation of the award-winning Texas Sports Radio Network, the leader in sports broadcasting.
Tonight's broadcast is under the direction and is copywritten by the Texas Sports Radio Network. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, use of sound bites and interviews, any illegal theft of signal or attachment of use of the audio and video streams and all associated files, and any and all other use of the accounts of this broadcast, both audio and video, without the direct written consent and permission by the Texas Sports Radio Network is strictly prohibited and protected by federal law and copyright laws. All rights are reserved by the Texas Sports Radio Network at TSRNSports.com.
Well, this afternoon here at Leroy Dreyer Field on a chilly afternoon, baseball continues for the Blinn Buccaneers as last night they kicked off their 2017 season, but not the way they wanted. They lost a tough battle to the Temple Leopards 9-7. Now they look to rebound against the Frank Phillips Plainsmen, who kicked off their season last night right here at Leroy Dreyer Field. And they also came up on the short end of the stick. They lost 7-3 to that same Temple team. Now both these teams are ready, rested, and getting ready to play a twin bill here this afternoon here in Brenham. And it's all coming your way here on the Texas Sports Radio Network. It is Frank Phillips College versus Blinn College in exciting junior college baseball.
This
is the legendary Texas Sports Radio Network, the leader in sports broadcasting and the number one sports network in Houston and in Texas. Now celebrating 27 years of broadcast excellence, TSRN, your award-winning network, presents Region 14 JUCO Athletics.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota of Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue. Country Store and Barbecue next in line. Octane Energy Drink. The ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps. The few. The proud. The Marines. Joe Myers Toyota, where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend, takes them home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, a smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza, oh yes we did. Altex Electronics, what you need when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitters since 1956. TSRN Social Networks. Tweet, text, and Facebook and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas. Saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Brad Haas Nissan on 249. We've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston-Port Region. Setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are. On the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN, TSRN, TSRN The Deuce, The Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better. Now, here's TSRN's Tom Vinay.
And good afternoon, everybody. We welcome you once again to Leroy Dreyer Field on the campus of Blinn College here in Brenham, Texas. Both head coaches out exchanging the lineup cards at home plate as the finishing touches being taken care of to the field. And we're just moments away from the opening pitch of this afternoon's game one of this doubleheader between the Plainsmen of Frank Phillips College and the Buccaneers of Blinn College. And we'll be back with the starting lineups and the opening pitch after these messages.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
Tom Vinay, welcome you back here to Blinn College. Leroy Dreyer Field as we're getting the player inductions, and let's take a look at this afternoon's starting lineups for game one between Frank Phillips College and the Blinn College team. And for the Plainsmen, it'll be as head coach Mario Remo has his lineup card. Shade Ortiz will lead off in left field. Rico Luna will be the shortstop, batting second. J.P. Moran will be the DH, batting third. Brett Isayu will be at third base, batting cleanup. Playing behind the plate, doing the catching, batting fifth. Jerry Guell will be the catcher. At first base, batting sixth, will be Duncan Chu. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Sam Hillier. Batting eighth, the second baseman will be Austin Smith. And batting ninth, the center fielder, Sean McVay. The starting pitcher for the Plainsmen will be Zachary Auden, getting the start here this afternoon. And now here's a look at Harvey McIntyre, head coach of Blinn College, and his starting lineup. It'd be leading off playing center field will be Trent Murphy. At second base, batting second, Jay Anderson. In right field, batting third, Johnny Reiser. At first base, Angel De La Fuente. will be batting cleanup. Colton Parrish is the DH. He'll be batting fifth. Martin Skinner gets to start behind the plate, batting sixth. Sam McElridge will be at third base, batting seventh. Anthony Jones in left field bats eighth. Batting ninth will be Cody Collins, batting ninth. And the starting pitcher will be Andrew Morgan. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. And with that, our national anthem has been taken care of, and we're just the moments away. As the Buccaneers take the field here, they'll be the home team in this doubleheader, playing two this afternoon, two seven-inning games. This is a non-district matchup, non-conference, as neither of these two teams play in the same conference, of course. Frank Phillip College up in Northwest Texas. Up near Boger, Texas. And here come the Buccaneers to take the field. And their defense, once again, Jones in left, Murphy center, Reiser in right, infield, McElridge at third, Collins is at short, Anderson second base, De La Fuente at first, Skinner behind the plate, and on the hill, the big right-hander, Andrew Morgan. Morgan, a freshman, 6'3", right-hander, pitched at Klein Oak High School last year. Part of the Panther pitching staff. And, of course, when you look at this roster, it's got some familiar faces on it in the Houston area. Jay Anderson, who played at Atascocita. De La Fuente, who also played in the Klein School District. He played over at Klein Collins. And there are several other local players out of the Houston area who come here to blend to get 2 years of college and baseball before moving on to the four-year colleges. And it's been a very productive place over the years. As we wait for Ortiz to come to the plate and get our first pitch of the game here at Dreyer Field, it is 325 down the lines, 355 to the power alley, 385 to center field. It's a natural grass surface, but with the uniqueness that both the pitcher's mound and home plate is the artificial surface. So during the rain, the pitcher's mound does not need maintenance, and neither does home plate. So here's Ortiz leading things off for the Plainsmen. He'll be batting left-handed. Ortiz out of Amarillo, Texas. And Morgan's first pitch, right down the middle, but high for a ball, and we're underway. Start time of 12:10. One ball, no strikes. As the right-hander tries to even the count, which he does with a fastball. 1-1 now. Good crowd showing up here this afternoon. As we mentioned, temperatures in the low 50s today. It's not going to get much warmer. It's overcast. Little breeze going from right to left. Base hit up the middle by Ortiz. And he's aboard. Here's Rico Luna, the shortstop. So Ortiz will lead off single here in the top of the first inning. And here's Luna. Both teams looking for their first win in 2017. McElrich in on the grass at third. Outfield plays straight away as Morgan will work from the stretch and delivers the pitch high of all. Our opening inning being brought to you by Frost Bank. At Frost Bank, the customer is considered the MVP. Morgan along a look over at first as Ortiz with a good lead. And Morgan once again from the stretch delivers. A swing is a miss by Luna, makes it 1-1. And Morgan took a little bit off that fastball and Luna couldn't catch up to it. And a throw to first and the runner gets back. One one to count. McElrich just off the grass at third now, creeping back in a little bit, expecting a bunt, but not being shown by Luna. It's another toss to first. As we mentioned, both these teams played yesterday here, both teams losing to Temple. Temple defeated Phillips 7-3, and Blinn lost to him 9-7. Morgan's delivery home, and that bounces in for a ball. It's 2-1. Of course, other games last night, San Jack lost to Chipola at 6-0. And they're playing a rematch this afternoon. We'll get that score updated for you. 2-1 count. And Morgan delivers and a bunt down first, and it's going to go just foul about 10 feet off the plate down to first baseline. As Skinner watched it go out of in the foul territory. So it evens the count 2-2 now. Actually, excuse me, that score is 6-0 bottom of 6. Chipola leading San Jack. San Jack will play Walter State later this afternoon. 2-2 count. Another throw by Morgan over to the bag at first. Other games tonight, this afternoon, just getting underway down in Alvin. Angelina, the Roadrunners, looking for their first win, taking on Alvin. 2-2 count, Morgan. We'll bring it home. And a swing and a miss, he gets Luna. And that is strikeout number one for Andrew Morgan. Gets the big out here. Here's J.B. Moran, the DH. Ortiz led off with a single. Has his lead over at first. Outfield playing straight away. Wind picking up a little bit, blowing, as we mentioned, from right to left. And burning the outside corner is Morgan with the fastball. Head coach, Ramo down at third base. Another throw to first. They almost got Ortiz as he had to quickly get in under the tack. Assistant coach Jake Welch down at first base. Still 0-1 to Moran. Another toss over and Ortiz easily gets back in. Morgan's keeping a close eye on him. As Ortiz has already had to hit the dirt a couple of times going back to the bag. Morgan delivers home off speed pitch, swing and a miss by Moran. As he was well ahead of that throw by Morgan, who changed speeds great on that one. Really got Moran off balance there. ECU on deck. No balls, two strikes. And Morgan continues from the stretch, delivers on a fly ball, first base side, foul territory. Will it stay in play for De La Fuente near the dugout? Drops the ball. Hit the base of the glove, and that's not the good place to hit it. Not much room to squeeze it. So, Moran will get an opportunity here to try and take advantage of the drop baseball. Still no balls, two strikes, one out, top of the first.
Keep the line moving.
As Moran trying to advance the runner. Another toss over keeps Ortiz close. Mentioned a chilly afternoon here. As we mentioned, temperatures not much, just a little over 50 degrees here. As Morgan looking in, shakes the sign, delivers off speed, fouled back into the screen, stays 0-2 now. Let's say you on deck. Plainsmen in their road uniforms, the black jerseys with the gray pants, and gold numerals. 0-2, once again, Morgan. From the stretch, delivers on a ground ball. Anderson will go to his left. He'll toss it to second for one. They'll go to first. In time, double play. Had to wait for the umpire, and it turns into a ending inning. 4-6-3 double play. 4-6-3 ends the inning. For the Plainsmen, no runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Buccaneers coming to bat. No score. Texas Sports Radio Network.
With a man named Rudy, I'm okay with that. He knows exactly what I want. He keeps me coming back. Cooks breakfast, lunch, and dinner for me. Does the dishes too. I'm in love with a man named Rudy, last name Barbecue. It sure is easy to fall in love with Rudy's Tasty Oak Smoked Barbecue.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or on at altex.com.
Toyota-thon is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
Bottom of the first inning, and Zachary Auden getting the warm-ups on the hill for the Plainsmen of Frank Phillips College. And here come the Buccaneers of Blinn College to bat here in the bottom of the first inning. Trent Murphy will lead things off. He's the center fielder, followed by Jay Anderson and Johnny Reiser. We'll get the defense for the Plainsmen in just a second. As Murphy steps in. A sophomore from Foster High School in Richmond. And the first pitch from Auden is fouled away for a strike. Defensively for the Plainsmen, Ortiz in left, McVeigh center, Hilliard in right. The infield has Asayu at third, Luna short, Smith second, Chu at first, Guell behind the plate. Chopper goes foul toward the Buccaneer dugout, and Murphy's in a hole 0-2 now. Jay Anderson waiting on deck. And Jamison, a two-year starter for the Buccaneers. That one goes outside. Gurrell had to come out of his stance to block that one. And it's 1-2 now on Murphy. Loudon with a long look in, and the right-hander delivers, and that one misses outside. 2-2 now to Murphy. So Murphy's been patient, and he's even the count out at 2. Our bottom half of the inning brought to you by Houston 5A Baseball. Houston 5A Baseball. Randy Byers and his staff keeping up to date with all the baseball action throughout the greater Houston area. And that's at Houston 5A Baseball. 2-2 pitch. Murphy takes it high and fills the count 3-2 now. So after falling behind 0-2, Murphy is pitch away from a walk, and now he swings and misses at high heat and a strikeout. First strikeout of the ball game for Auden. And that'll bring up Jay Anderson. Talented second baseman. Played on the Atascocita baseball team and has had a lot of playoff experience in high school. Has had some postseason action here with the Buccaneers. Steps in, throws right, bats left. And pops the first pitch up. Shallow right field going out to second baseman Smith. He'll give way to Hilliard in right field, and it's two away. So two outs, and that'll bring up the right fielder, Johnny Reiser. Reiser, as we mentioned, a lot of players from the Houston area on this team, and he's right down the road in Cy Fair, played on the Bobcats team with Coach Woody Champagne's staff. He's a sophomore as well and also has been at Louisiana Lafayette College as well. Takes the first pitch from Auden for a strike. So Auden doing a good job getting ahead here. Reiser batting left-handed. And the pitch, big breaking pitch, misses outside. Tried that big rainbow breaking pitch to try to hit the back door. And Gurrell tried to place it in there, but just couldn't. Just not close enough to really get a good pull. And the 1-1. And that misses outside, and it's 2-1 now to Reiser. If he gets on, De La Fuente, White's on deck. And, of course, if De La Fuente is here, the De La Fuente family is nearby. And that one's inside, 3-1 now. So Reiser with the advantage at 3-1, but two outs here in the bottom of first. And Auden kicks, delivers the 3-1, and that shot into the line down and right. It's going to get past Hilliard, go to the wall. Reiser will head into second. He's there standing up with a double. A two-out double for Reiser. And he's in scoring position for Angel De La Fuente. Good patience by Reiser. Took that pitch on the inside and just took it right down the line and right. And it was able to get past Hilliard. And that easy allowed Reiser to get to second base. So here's the big first baseman, Angel De La Fuente, Klein Collins High School. Chance to give the Bucks the lead here in the bottom of the first inning. Hits are even at one apiece now. Takes the first pitch high at the letters. And it's 1-0. We'll keep you up to date, as we mentioned, with other baseball games this afternoon. Auden looking over at Reiser at second. He's got a good lead. And there's a pitch at the letters for a strike. Makes it 1-1 now to De La Fuente. Bottom of seventh inning. Cipolla leading San Jack 7-0. Top of two. Alvin with an early 2-0 lead over Angelina. One count on the Buccaneer first baseman. Auden takes a look at second. Big breaking pitch misses high. 2-1 now. The DH, Colton Parrish, waits on deck.
Hello.
I'm long looking at Gorrell, the catcher. Look over at second. Time's called by DeFlente. Granted to him by the home plate umpire. Auden took too much time there. Auden, a 5'11 sophomore from Bain, Minnesota. That one misses outside. 3-1 now. So, DeFlente might be looking for a pitch to swing at here with two outs. Auden sets and delivers the 3-1, and it hits DeLaFuentes, and he'll take the walk down to first. So runners at first and second now with two outs. And here's the DH, Colton Parrish from Valvernia, Texas, and Valvernia High School. So Parrish now with an opportunity here with two outs and two on now for the Buccaneers. Is a opportunity at the door knocking here. Trying to put Reiser through the door. And that pitch inside, Gorrell had to dive for that one on the inside. And it's 1-0 on Parrish. Well, after two quick outs, a double and a hit batsman have runners on the bases for Blinn College here. As the runners take their lead. Infield playing back, looking for the force out. Auden delivers inside again, 2-0. The catcher Skinner waits on deck here. As Parrish trying to crowd that plate on the left side, and the pitch takes all the way for a strike. 2-1 now. Our half inning also being brought to you by the United States Marines, the few, the proud, the Marines. Oh, what a long staring at the plate. Another glance over at second at Reiser, who's hopping around, ready to run the pitch, and that's inside, 3-1. Now Auden, a pitch away from loading the bases here. Three-one, bases loaded. Second, first walk of the game. And now the bases loaded. Reiser down to third. DeLaFuente to second. And we're going to have a meeting at the Hill, so let's take 30 seconds. You're listening, Texas Sports Radio Network.
SRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
Well, the umpire goes out to the hill to break up the meeting. So the situation, two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Bases loaded for Blinn College. Reiser with a two-out double. DeLaFuente at second. He was hit by the pitch. And Parrish at first. He walked. Here's Marshall Skinner, the catcher. Takes the pitch right down the pipe for a strike, and it's 0-1. Skinner played right, as mentioned. Another player right down the road, Cy Ranch High School. Chopper goes foul, and it's 0-2 now on Skinner. Skinner part of that championship Cy Ranch baseball team. Opportunity here knocking. The 0-2. Ooh, check swing almost went around, able to hold it back to take it for a ball, and it's 1-2. And Skinner almost extended the bat just a little bit too far, and it would have been strike three and ended the inning. And that's what Auden looks for. And a pop-up. That's going to end the inning. Fly ball center field. And coming in, McVeigh in right center will make the catch to end the inning. So, the Buccaneers load the bases on one hit. There was no errors. And three men are left. We are completed through one. No score here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit Gridiron Heroes.
Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com and remember,
if it's a deal, you're chasing exit I-10 and Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
And TSRN on the go.
Brett Esau leads off for the Plainsmen of Frank Phillip College. Esau will lead off. Against Andrew Morgan, breaking pitch in there for a strike for Morgan. Morgan got a 4-6-3 double play to end the first. Only faced the three batters. Gave up a leadoff single. Now, Esau with a miss on that one. And he's in a hole 0-2. Goel on deck and then Chu here in the second inning for Frank Phillip College. The 0-2 from Morgan. Fastball, and that misses high. And it's 1-2 now, as our crowd continues to grow here at Leroy Dreyer Field here on the campus of Blinn College here in Brenham. The 1-2, and now it's 2-2. Our half inning being brought to you by Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. 2-2 for Morgan. Fastball. Got him on the outside corner. And that is strikeout number 2 for Andrew Morgan. What a way. Gale, excuse me, is the pronunciation. I thought it was Guel. Jerry Gale. And the pitch misses, and that's a ball. So Gale waiting. Here's the pitch. Didn't chase after it, and it's 2-0 now. Duncan Chu on deck. Outfield playing straight away. Mentioned we have a light breeze here this afternoon, blowing from right to left across the field. Morgan fastball, swing and a miss, a tight fastball. And it's 2-1 now to Gale. Blankets out, jackets out. Here this afternoon, swing and a miss. There's a fastball diving on the outside corner and Gale could not come up with it. It's 2-2 now. There's Andrew Morgan trying to get strikeout number 3 here. And he's ready, and he delivers. Breaking pitch inside. Corner strike 3 called. And that's strikeout number 3 now for Andrew Morgan. Here's Daniel Chu. the first baseman. Chu out of Amarillo, Texas as well. He'll take a pitch high for Morgan. Sam Hilliard on deck. Left-handed hitting. First baseman digging in on that side of the plate. Takes one low. 2-2 now. Let's see, 2-0. 2-0. Trying to set a table up here with two outs in the inning. Morgan delivers on a shot down the line and right. Pass to the first baseman, De La Fuente, into the corner. This is going to be a two-out double for sure. And let's see if they'll try and stretch it for more. They won't. As the throw comes in, I think some of the Frank Phillip College faithful wanted to see if they would stretch it for three, but it's a two-out double for Chu. Second in of the ball game for the Plainsmen. And here brings up Sam Hilliard. Playing right field here in game one. Hilliard, local boy, a freshman from Borger, Texas. Two outs as Skinner signals the team. So Chu in scoring position at second base. And Morgan delivers breaking pitch in there at the letters for a strike. Morgan getting ahead of the hitter here. Second base runner of the game for the Plainsmen in as many innings. As Morgan delivers, another breaking pitch. Oh, a dandy one on the inside corner, and he's ahead of Hilliard. 0-2 now. Second baseman Austin Smith waits on deck. Glance over at second by Morgan. And the pitch coming. Fastball trying to burn the outside corner. Just missed, and it's 1-2 now. Here, trying to crowd in a little bit on that right side. Infield playing back. As Morgan glances over at Chu at second base. Delivers the pitch. Breaking pitch misses outside. 2-2 now. 2-2 the count now. Get on the look. 2-2 count. And now time called. Now play back in. Chu takes his extended lead over at second. Anderson a few feet away, maybe looking for a possible. And there's the fake, and there's the throw, but not in time. Anderson was there waiting, but Morgan was a little late getting the throw to second. They had Chu froze for a second. You almost saw it coming. Anderson once again trying to fake a pickoff, and Morgan will bring it home, and a ground ball foul down into the left field corner. Stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the second. Both teams have had scoring opportunities now. Let's see who's going to be the first one to cash in. Morgan sets, looks over at second, and he's going to deliver the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He strikes out the side to end the inning. Strikeout number 4 in the game for Morgan. For the Plainsmen, Frank College, no runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left. Head to the bottom of 2, and we're looking for a score. It's scoreless between Blinn College and Frank College here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On the Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking?
We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's. Only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. It's that time of year.
Bottom of the second inning. And here is McElridge leading off. And he'll take a strike. McElridge, Jones, and Collins, the bottom third of the order up for the Buccaneers here in the bottom of the second inning. As Auden's pitch misses outside, 1-1. I'm Tom Vinay, calling the game here this afternoon for the Texas Sports Radio Network, your home for Region 14 baseball this year. Chopper down first will go foul. It's 1-2 on McVay. McElridge. McVay is in center field. McElridge, a local boy, played on the Cubs team at Brenham High School. In his final year here at Lynn, swings and a miss. Breaking pitch down away. And that is second strikeout of the ball game for Auden. And that'll bring up Anthony Jones. Anthony Jones, the left fielder. Played down south. Ridge Point High School down in Missouri City by way of Cisco. Takes the first one for a strike. Auden got out of a bases loaded jam in the first. That's high. 1-1. After two away, a double by Reiser, and then De La Fuente and Parrish reached by walk and a hit batsman. But Skinner would pop out to center field. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2 now on Jones. A little off-speed pitch there from Auden, as he's been changing his speeds very nicely here in the early going. Of course, this is only game two for both these teams, so still trying to get the timing down. Check swing, did it go around? No, and the ball gets away from Gale. And it gets a little bit out of play, but it's still 2-2. Nobody on base, so no foul. No harm and no foul, as they say. Shortstop Cody Collins waits on deck. He is the only freshman, along with Skinner and Morgan, getting the start this afternoon. Pop up, foul territory, first base side. Chu giving a chase, but it'll go out of play. And it stays 2-2. So the battery mates are freshmen for the Buccaneers this afternoon. Along with the shortstop, Collins. The rest, sophomores. 2-2 pitch. Off speed, makes it 3-2. Collins waiting on deck. Kobe Collins. That's high, and Collins draws a walk. Okay, Jones draws a walk, and that's the second walk given up by Auden. So one on with one out, and here's Kobe Collins. Collins from Clements High School down in Sugar Land. One of two Collins on this team. Cody Collins, another freshman from Bryan, Texas. He played on Bryan Rutter, and that pitch high and tight makes it 1-0. On Collins. So we got a Kobe and a Cody. All we need now is a Toby. 1-0 pitch. High, a throw to first by Gale, and Chu had to reach up high, and the runner's back easily. 2-0 count now on Collins. Two-oh pitch, high, 3-0 now. So Ogden, now Gale comes out, wants to talk to Ogden. Try and settle things down. Top of the eighth, 7-0, San Jack trailing Chipola. They're playing a single game, so they're playing 9 innings this afternoon. They'll play another 9 inning with San Jack against Walter State later this afternoon. The 3-0, that's in there at the letters for a strike, 3-1 now to Collins. Top of the batting order would be next in Trent Murphy. Alvin continuing to lead Angelina, top of the second inning, 2-0. Toss the first, runner gets back. Our half inning being brought to you by Westside Chevrolet. Best way to buy is at Westside Chevrolet. 3-1 count. Collins, the CC takes it. Ball four. The throw is in time. Low. Anyway, it was a walk anyway. Back-to-back walks here. And that's three walks now. As Jones down to second. And Collins at first now. Two on and one out now. And to top of the batting order, here's Trent Murphy. He struck out his first time around. And once again, table being set. And a pitch hits the letters for a strike. That was a high strike call there on Trent Murphy. Murphy, a tall target at 6'2". Odden looks over at second, looks at the runners. Delivers to Murphy. And that misses outside, 1-1. Still early, so, and no score. Plainsman about hit the Buccaneers 2-1. But no one yet across the pay station. The 1-1 pitch, Murphy, a chopper foul into the Buccaneer dugout. Ooh, nice backhand by one of the coaches there for the Bucs. 1-2 now. Issei just a little bit behind the bag, off the bag, and a little bit deep at third base. Outfield playing straight away. Another glance over at second by Ogden. Delivers the pitch outside corner. Makes it 2-2 now on Murphy with Jay Anderson on deck. Jones second, Collins first. Both on by way of walks after one away. Murphy fouls it back off the glove of Gale. Stays 2-2. Other games going on this afternoon. Getting underway in about 15 minutes. Wharton taking on Baton Rouge here this afternoon as well, and they're playing a doubleheader as well up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. 2-2 count. On delivers. Big breaking pitch misses. Fills the count 3-2 now. Odd and the pitch away from walking the bases loaded here. With only one out. Murphy will be looking. The 3-2 payoff. High, bases loaded. Three walks in the inning. And that's four for the game now off Odden. And the bases are now loaded with one out. And here's Murphy. Here's Jay Anderson, but before that, Coach Diaz wants to talk it over. We'll take a break. Texas Sports Radio Network.
Off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5, and boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand-new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290. In the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you.
All right, meeting's over as Coach Diaz goes back to the dugout. Bases loaded for Jay Anderson here in the bottom of the second inning with only one out. The first pitch in the dirt gets away from Gale, but no one advancing. And it's ball one to Anderson. Anderson, who flied out to right after one away, back-to-back-to-back walks. By Auden has loaded the bases here. And the pitch, outside corner for a strike, one and one now on Jay Anderson with Reiser on deck. Reiser with the only hit so far for the Bucks, a double back in the first. Infield in at the corners, looking for a play at the plate. And Auden delivers the 1-1, just missed outside, 2-1 now. Two-one count on Anderson. Not giving Odd much room there on the left side of the plate. And now Anderson asks for time. He got it. Our half inning being brought to you by the City of Katy, City of Champions. 2-1 pitch. Fly ball, center field. And going back, McVay. This should be deep enough to get Jones home from third. Everyone tags up, moves up. And Jones scores to make it 1-0. Down to second is Collins. And we have our first score of the ball game. An RBI stack fly. As Jones scores to make it 1-0. So runners at the corners with two outs, and here is Johnny Reiser. Double down the line. In right, his first time up. So Collins at third and Murphy at first with two outs. Pitch is high, a ball to Reiser. Reiser took a 3-1 pitch into the corner and right that was able to get past Hilliard. Trying to add to the lead here, 1-0. Throw the first and the runner gets back. Wind picking up a little bit, blowing a little bit stronger out toward left field. Delivery inside. 2-0 now. De La Fuente waiting on deck. As Reiser. Ahead of the hitter, ahead of the pitcher, 2-0. And he's ready. Auden. Delivers the pitch and a fly ball to right. Hilliard's got to go back, but he'll make the catch to end the inning. So the Bucks come up with one run on no hits. There were no errors, and they leave a pair. And after two, Glenn College leading Frank Phillip College 1-0, Texas Sports Radio Network.
Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide. Directions. The company is not approved for any partners.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, plan your stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-4455. The City of Katy, home of champions.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Well, top of the third inning, and Andrew Morgan with a 1-0 lead. As Blinn College leading at 1-0 over Frank Phillips College here in game one. Swing and a miss on the first pitch to Austin Smith. It'll be Austin Smith and Sean McVay here in the top of the third and the top of the batting order in Ortiz. Breaking pitch popped up third base side. McElrich giving a chase, foul territory, and can't come up with it. That's 0-2 now on Austin Smith. Austin Smith, a sophomore, North Richland Hills. So Morgan, who has four strikeouts, has the table set with an 0-2 count on Smith, looking for strikeout number 5. Inside makes it 1-2, as Smith had to bend back a little bit. As he was crowding the plate, Mr. Morgan said, "Well, I'm going to try and crowd you." Smith had to bend back. 1-2 count. Fastball in the dirt. And they're going to say it was a swinging strike. They'll make the play as Skinner throws the first. And that is strikeout number 5 for Andrew Morgan. And that's 4 strikeouts in a row for Morgan. Here's Sean McVay, the center fielder. McVay, he's used to cool weather, a freshman out of Canada. He steps in, batting left-handed. Looks to bunt. Missed it, takes it for a strike. Or did he? Yes, they appeal down at first, and the first base umpire says, yes, he went around. And that's what the umpires need to do, get a little assistance when they're not 100% sure on a call. The 0-1. Brank, a beauty pitch on the inside corner from Morgan, and he's ahead of McVay 0-2 now. So once again, Morgan, big advantage at 0-2. McVay swinging that bat. He's ready. Here's the pitch. And off-fisted off his hands and in the foul territory, third base side. Stays 0-2. Top of the batting order. Ortiz on deck. Morgan so far has faced one over the minimum as he pitches here in the third inning. Morgan sets and delivers the 0-2. Breaking pitch misses low inside. Try to hit the knees and just a little low. Outfield, pretty much straight away. Everybody pretty well standard depth on the infield. 1-2 pitch. Just missed. Boy, the fans here are looking for another strikeout from Morgan. So 2-2 the count now. And the pitch coming from Morgan. Inside, 3-2 now. Full count on McVay. Plainsman about hit the Bucks. 2-1. But they trail 1-0. Payoff pitch from Morgan. Walked him. So after 4 straight strikeouts, first walk of the game for Morgan. And that puts McVay on at first and Slade Ortiz at the plate. Ortiz singled up the middle on the third pitch of the game. One of two hits for Frank Phillip College. As McVay takes his lead at first. McElrich near the grass at third, and that one's inside tight. Skinner had to tight backhand that one to keep that one from sliding away. And the question is, let's see if Plainsman can answer back. McVay, once again, a good lead over at first. As Morgan works from the stretch, delivers. There's the runner going. Skinner's throw is high to Anderson and safe. As Anderson had to leap for that one from Skinner, and McVay with the stolen base. 2-0 count now on Ortiz as the tying run is at second base. So, second in a row, the Plainsmen have a man in scoring position. As Morgan kicks, delivers, pop up, and that will go out of play to make it 2-2. 2-2 count now. As Ortiz trying to get the man down the third or maybe across the pay station here. Morgan, once again, glancing over at second. Big breaking pitch. Again, oh, Bue on the outside corner with the breaking pitch makes it 2-2. 2-2 now on Ortiz. Luna waiting on deck. And now time called as Morgan steps off the bump. And he's back on. Another glance at second, looks at the runner. Morgan delivers, and off the end of the bat, foul by Ortiz. And some fans and a couple staff members chase after the baseballs. Another 2-2 count coming up. Now Collins playing behind the runner now moves back to regular position. Big breaking pitch off the end of the bat. Ooh. Yeah, almost a nice hacky sack move by the head coach of Frank Phillips. And that's head coach Mario Aramo. 2007, he was a graduate of Langham Creek High School. Part of Cedeno's staff. And Morgan steps off the bump to get the runner back to second. Two-two to Ortiz. McVay with his lead at second. Morgan's keeping an eye on him. Here's the pitch. Another one off the end of the bat. And it goes foul again. As Ortiz just getting a piece of him. Going the opposite way. Another 2-2 offering coming from Andrew Morgan. Another glance at second. And Morgan delivers the 2-2. Swing and a miss on a high heater. And that's strikeout number 6 now for Morgan. And a big one right here to get the second out of the inning. Here's Rico Luna. Luna out of Alvin. Former Yellow Jacket. Let's see. Luna was the first strikeout victim of Morgan in this game back in the first. Fastball lifted out of play for a strike. Morgan with a lot of pitches right now. We'll see. Interesting how far the pitchers go in this seven-inning game, their first games of live action. Today, swing and a miss by Luna. And it's 0-2 now. Morgan a pitch away from getting out of the inning and keeping Frank Phillips College off the scoreboard. Luna. Oh, the back, slanting toward third. Swing. Morgan looking over at second. Delivers the 0-2. Breaking pitch, swing, and a miss. Strikeout number 7 ends the inning. And for the Plainsmen in the top of the third, no runs, no hits. One man left. We head to the bottom of 3. 1-0. Blinn College leading Frank Phillip College here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
Some say a dog is man's best friend. But I tell you what, boys, you better think again. 'Cause there ain't nothing better than some cows, pigs, and turkeys too. I love to cover them in sauce down at Rudy's Barbecue.
Bring all your friends to Rudy's for some tasty oak smoke barbecue.
Next in line.
By the third inning, and Angel De La Fuente takes the ball in the outside corner. De La Fuente, Parrish, and Skinner here in the third inning for Blinn College. They lead 1-0. Now 1-1. Fastball popping the glove of catcher Gale. 1-1 now. Only run coming in the second inning. And De La Fuente on liner right down to Issei at third, and one away. One away, and that'll bring up the DH. Colton Parrish walked back in the first inning. Plainsmen have stranded 2. Bucks have stranded 5. As the pitch to Parrish is high ball. Skinner walked to load the bases back in the first inning and gets ahead 2-0 now. Our half inning being brought to you by, as we pause a second, looking at our cue cards, and it's being brought to you by Frost Bank. Frost Bank is where the customers are the MVP at Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. Houston Community College. Swing and a miss by Parrish, and it's 2-2 now. Ogden has struck out 2, but he's also walked 4 here this afternoon. Chopper goes foul down first. Stays 2-2. So the Bucks have had the opportunities. They load the bases with 2 outs in the first. And were unable to score. They loaded them in the second. And the only run coming across was the one out sack fly to center. That was an RBI for Jay Anderson. That scored Andrew Jones. 2-2 pitch. Just missed outside, and it's 3-2. 3-2 count. As you heard, some of the Plainsmen faithful here this afternoon made the long drive from up north for this weekend series. And that's a walk. And Parrish is on base for the second time, and that is walk number 5. Given up by Zachary Auden. Here's Marshall Skinner flying out to center back in the first inning. So the Bucks, who had a runner in every inning, continues that trend here in the third. Both teams have been able to put runners on. And the runner breaks. Here's the throw from Yale. He'll make no throw. Couldn't get a good grip on it out of the glove, and it's a stolen base for Parrish. Looked like he got handcuffed a little bit, did Gale. And just sometimes you just can't get it out of the glove, and that's what happened there. So, runner in scoring position for Skinner. And he'll take the pitch high for a ball, and it's 2-0. Looks like we're starting to get a little activity down in the Plainsman bullpen. As Ogden looking over at first, foul back by Skinner. Trying to get a connection on a high fastball. And to no avail. McElrich on deck. Gale gives out the signals after he got them from the dugout. And he relays them now to Auden. Auden ready, delivers the 2-1, and that's popped up in the air. It's got some room toward the fence, looking up, gone! Home run for Marshall Skinner, a 2-run homer over the left center field wall. And it's 3-0, Blinn College. And that'll bring up McElrich. So a one-out homer by Marshall Skinner has put the Bucks up 3-0. As a walk comes back to haunt Auden. And he'll take a strike to McElrich. McElrich struck out his first time. And a shot, base hit up the middle by McElrich. Here's Anthony Jones. He walked after one away in the second, came around to score, and Anderson sack fly made it 1-0 in the second. Now 3-0 here in the third. And a chopper right back to the pitcher. He'll go to second. They'll get the force, and that's it. As Luna not really ready there. And they get the lead runner. Fielder's choice for Jones. He's on at first. 1-6 on the putout. Right-hander loosening up down the bullpen for the Plainsmen. They trail 3-0 here in the third. Fastball right down the pipe for a strike to Collins. Kobe Collins walked his first time up. Jones, the runner at first with two outs here in the third. Skinner's two-run homer has made it 3-0. Foul back, and it's 0-2 now on Collins. Top of the batting order, Trent Murphy on deck. For the first, Jones gets underneath the tag. Collins trying to keep the inning alive for the top of the batting order. There goes the runner, and Gale unable to make the throw as that one bounced in. And Jones easily down to second. So Jones now in scoring position with two outs and a 1-2 count on Kobe Collins. Breaking pitch, and that's lifted in the left, but right at Ortiz, who will make the catch to end the inning. So, the Buccaneers get two runs on two hits. There were no errors, and one man is left. We're through three, and Blinn College leading Frank Phillips College 3-0, Texas Sports Radio Network.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
Toyota-thon is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla L for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
Top of the fourth inning, and Andrew Morgan now with a 3-0 lead as J.P. Moran leads off, and it's a ball one on the first pitch. Second pitch makes it 2-2, 1-1 now as Morgan evens the count. Morgan has given up no runs. He's given up two hits. He has struck out five. He struck out seven, and he has walked one. Swing and a miss. 1-2. He's going to face Morgan, Issei, and Gale here in the inning. For the Plainsmen, out of Frank Phillips College up in Boger, Texas. The 1-2. Popped up in the air, foul territory, and De La Fuente takes a few steps and realizes it can't get to it. And we'll do it all over again. As I mentioned, an overcast gray day here in Brenham. Temperatures in the low 50s. So a lot of players with the long sleeves on today. Some don't. Fans with the jackets and blankets here in the stands. Fly ball again out of play. Stays 1-2. As baseball retrievals being taken place. Top of the eighth. Chipola still leading San Jacks 7-0. As we'll check some more scores for you this afternoon as we update. That one's behind a bit. Morgan, that one kind of slipped away from him, and Moran had to duck. It's 2-2. It's a final now, 8-0. Chipola defeats San Jack this afternoon. San Jack will take a little break, and they'll come back on about 1:30, probably a little bit later, and they'll take on Walter State. Fly ball down the line, and right, once again, goes out of play. Morgan getting a workout here, trying to get that first out here against Moran. Bottom of third, Angelina and Alvin, they're all tied at four. Chopper off the plate, and that's a foul ball. As Moran putting up a battle here against Morgan. Bucks have, excuse me, the Plains with two hits, and they've stranded two base runners so far. Bucks have stranded six, but they have three across the pay station so far. That's popped up. Will it stay in play? Scare gives it a look and says, nope. As that lands near the concession stands here. At Leroy Dreyer Stadium. One of the nice playing facilities here in Region 14. Very comfortable place for the fans to get in and out of. 2-2. Popped up in the air, and it's going to see if this one will stay in play. De La Frente thinks so. Gives chase near the dugout, and this time, oh, overruns it. Well, that's two. Angels had plays on. One bounced off his glove, and this time he overran it. Not easy thing to do when you're running forward and you're dealing with a baseball that's spinning backwards and also against a wind that can sometimes give you tricks. So Moran with another opportunity. Let's see, he's been fouling him off here to stay alive. The 2-2. High 3-2 now to Moran. So Moran has battled his way to a full count now off Andrew Morgan. And as we mentioned, a right-hander down in the bullpen for the Plainsmen. Wouldn't be surprised if they make a pitching change here in the bottom of the fourth. So full count now on Moran. And Morgan. See if he can settle things down here. And another foul ball out of play. Morgan getting the workout. As the umpire, well, I need a fresh supply of baseballs. And a whole bunch come out to him. So he can put them in those little baggies on his hips. As Moran has been fouling him out of play. 3-2. Fouled away again. As Morgan continues this battle. Wow. Morgan and Moran. Moran trying to get a hold of one. 3-2. Lifted in the air. Easy play for Jones and left. Doesn't have to go far, and it ends the battle. And Morgan wins it on the fly ball to Jones. One away, and that'll bring up Brett Esau, the third baseman. Esau. Here's Esau. Esau was a strikeout victim his first time up in the second. One of seven strikeouts today for Andrew Morgan. And Morgan starts him off high with a fastball. Of course, I'm sure everyone's got their supplies ready for tomorrow. Of course, there's a big game down in Houston. Everyone's going to be hopefully enjoying the watch. Check swing to go around. They're going to peel down at first, and they say nope. So Issei able to stay ahead here. 2-0 now. Infield playing back. And the 2-0. Right there at the strike. 2-1 now. Go, Brett. 2-1 to Esau. Swing and miss. Couldn't catch up with the fastball in the outside corner. It's 2-0. 2-2 now. Our half inning brought to you by Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitter since 1956. 2-2 pitch. Popped up out of play. Oh boy, here we go again. 2-2. Moran fouled off. Looked like a dozen of them. There's the first one fouled off by Esau. Let's see what happens here. Morgan's ready. And the 2-2. Just missed outside 3-2 now. So, Esau goes 3-2 now on Morgan. As he looks in. Payoff pitch coming in from Morgan. Popped up in the air. Down the line and left. Jones giving chase. He's near the line. Makes the catch. And two away. So, both batters out after 3-2 counts. Fly ball to Jones and left. Here's Jerry Gale. Gale 0-for-1. He struck out back in the second as well. So, strategy for Morgan this inning was load the bases, fill the count, and have a fly ball to Jones. Fastball in there for a strike to Gale. Duncan Chu waiting on deck. Morgan, big high kick, delivers. Fastball misses outside, 1-1. Next week, Tournament of Champion will be going on throughout the Houston area. Several locations going on. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball on the fist. And it's now 1-2 on Gale. Top of the third, Angelina and Alvin all even at 4. Chris Stiller down at Dolphin Field, and Alvin for that one. Breaking pitch just missed inside, and it's 2-2 now. On the Plainsman catcher, as Morgan looks on again. Likes the sign, but Gale wants time. Two-two pitch. Inside, 3-2, so he's gone 3-2 to everybody. Let's see if the same conclusion happens. He's had fly ball to Jones after a 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, right field. Down the line, foul territory. De La Fuente giving chase, gives way to Reiser, who makes the play. So it's a 1-2-3 inning. For Morgan, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Bottom of four coming up. Blinn College leading Frank Phillips College. 3-0 here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On the Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
When children struggle in school, the frustration can seem overwhelming. You can blame your child, blame yourself, blame the system, or you can call the Tutoring Club. Give your child the chance he or she deserves. The Tutoring Club knows all students have the potential to succeed. And more important, the Tutoring Club guarantees to make it happen. Math, science, reading, writing, and study skills. The Tutoring Club focuses on the weaknesses. The Tutoring Club, 3612 West Main in League City. Call 281-338-0327. The Tutoring Club, a class above, guaranteed.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.org.
Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
At Don McGill.
We'll get back to our good friends over at Don McGill's Toyota in just a moment. Bottom of the fourth inning here at Leroy Dreyer Field here on the campus of Blinn College here in Brenham, Texas. As non-conference action here this afternoon, a twin bill between Blinn College and Frank Phillips College. Bucks leading 3-0. As top of the batting order will bat here in the fourth inning, Trent Murphy, Anderson, and Reiser against Zachary Auden, who stays in the game, swinging a miss to Murphy. Murphy 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk this afternoon. As Auden kicks and delivers, misses outside, 1-1. Bullpen is active for the Plainsmen. Right-hander down the field, and we have action down in the Bucks bullpen. A right-hander loosening up. A pitch misses outside. Morgan, who's gone four and struck out seven, has allowed two hits. But he's thrown a lot of pitches this afternoon. There's a pitch on the outside corner. 2-2 now. The Trent Murphy. 2-2 now. As Murphy gets look, the pitch misses outside. 3-2. And you have to wonder how far Odens will stay on that hill if he starts walking anybody else. He's walked, as we mentioned, he has walked five this afternoon. 3-2 pitch to Murphy. Outside, and a walk to Murphy to start the inning, and that's what's, that is the sixth walk given up by Zachary Odden. So, that'll bring up Jay Anderson. He has flied out twice, one to right, one to center, but the one to center was an RBI sack fly back in the second that made it 1-0. One on, nobody out here in the fourth. Looking to bunt, takes it high for a ball. Johnny Reiser, who has one of the three hits for the Bucks on deck. As the hot chocolate being passed around here, Anderson fouls it off, and it's 1-1. Our half inning being brought to you by Alltech Electronics, what you need when you need it, and by Raisin Cane, One Love. Several locations throughout Houston, Brenham, and Texas. 1-1 count. On the long lip from the stretch delivers inside. Gale doing a nice job keeping that in play. 2-1 now to Anderson. We'll keep you up to date with the other game going on here this afternoon on the network. 2-1 count. Odden's ready. Brings the pitch. Anderson takes it tight inside, and it's 3-1 now. 3-1 on Anderson. Odden, ready. Delivers, and a ground ball right back to Odden. He'll go to second for one, go to first, not in time. They get the lead runner in Murphy, 1-6. As a fielder's choice for Anderson. So here's Reiser. He has doubled and flied out, 1-for-2 here this afternoon. Steps in. Now the just couldn't quite turn two there. As Odden had to wait a little bit for Luna to get the second. Fist that one back into the netting for a strike, does Reiser. Three nothing. Blinn leading here in the fourth. They've out hit him. 3-2. And they have left six men on base here this afternoon as well. Reiser digging in on that right side, left side of the plate. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. A nice one for Odden. And it's 0-2 now on Reiser. And now we have a pair of right-handers down the bullpen for the Bucks. Loosening up. There goes the runner. And it's fouled. Nope, fly ball down the line and right. Hilliard crossed the line. Foul territory. Makes the catch. Anderson scurries back to first. And that's two away here in the inning. So here is Angel De La Fuente. Has been hit by a pitch. Lined out the third. 0-for-1 this afternoon. Unless Anderson gets the second, this will be the first inning the Bucks have not gotten a player in scoring position. And Delafonte takes a big rip, comes up empty on that first pitch from Ogden. And it's 0-1. A 1 pitch, Ogden delivers, and that's high. 1-1. One, 1-1 one to count. As Ogden delivers, runner goes, the throw to second, they've got Anderson. Good throw by Gale, gets Anderson 2-6 to end the inning. So, in the fourth for Blinn College, no runs, no hits, and nobody left. We're through four, and Blinn College leading Frank Phillips College. 3-0, Texas Sports Radio Network.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember...
If it's a deal you chase, an exit I-10 in Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines. A tough and determined few, dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's. Only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kick off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5. And boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand-new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290 in the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you.
Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marketing and all of the stewardship practices and pesticides.
All right, top of the fifth inning. New pitcher out for Blinn College, and it's Will Floyd. Floyd, right-hander out of Fort Worth, Texas, a sophomore. First pitch from him is a ball to Daniel Chu. Andrew Morgan went to first four. Allowed no runs on two hits, struck out seven, walked one. Good performance by Morgan. And that evens the count 1-1 with the fastball from Floyd. Floyd, as we mentioned, from Fort Worth, Pascal High School, and Hill College. 1-1 to Chu, who's 0-2, has struck out and flied out. 3-0, Blinn College leading here in the top of the fifth inning. Chu pops it up down the line and left. McElrich giving chase and can't get up to it as it bounces off the bullpen fence. And now Andrew Jones will have to retrieve the errant baseball and deflect it off the fence. And Jones tosses it back to Eldridge, who sends it to the dugout to be checked out to make sure there's no damage to it before it ends up in the hands of the umpire. So Chu with a 1-2 count. He'll be followed by Hilliard and Smith here in the third. Excuse me, in the fifth. Floyd. 6-1. Long stare in at Skinner, the catcher. That's high, 2-2 now. Not surprised Morgan came out after four. He had a lot of pitches this afternoon. Despite giving up only the two hits, a lot of foul balls off of Morgan this afternoon. And a chopper down the line will go foul, first base side. Count will stay 2-2. Our half inning brought to you by TSRN Social Networks. Treat Facebook, and like us, a real social network group. And by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere, Houston Community College. 2-2 count on Chu. And Chu asks for time, gets it, steps out. And the first baseman of the Plainsman back in the box now. Coming up later on the network, Sanjak and Walter State getting underway in probably about the next 25 minutes. And, of course, Wharton taking on Baton Rouge later this afternoon. Now time called, and Skinner wants to go out and talk to Floyd. Well, new pitcher comes in. You got to make sure the signs are right, the signals are right. While that, the umpire gets a new set of baseballs from the dugout. Another 2-2 offering coming. Floyd delivers. Got him. Strike three called. Froze him there. And that is strikeout number one for Floyd. And the eighth Plainsman to go down on strike this afternoon. That'll bring up Sam Hilliard. He's 0-1. And he was a strikeout victim his first time up, but that was against the starter Morgan. Now he's up against the new right-hander and Floyd. Righty-righty combination, and Hilliard pops it up the first pitch, and that's pretty well hit deep toward the fence, and it's gone. Hilliard with a solo homer, and that has the Plainsman on the board here in the game. A solo homer. By Hilliard makes it 3-1. As he went over the left center field wall. Here's Austin Smith. Of course, last night in high school basketball, we had some scores on the network. Smith takes it low. Of course, Klein Forest staying unbeaten. Number one ranked in the state, 67-44 win over Klein Collins. Westfield had a handful with Eisenhower, but won 69-53. And Smith files that one away to make it 1-1. It was Clear Lake defeating Clear Brook, 75-56. Converts Judson took one on the chin against Wagner, losing 91-59. And the pitch comes in. Outside corner for Floyd. Just misses 2-1 now on Smith. Smith, 0-1, was a strikeout victim his first time. Oak Ridge lost to the Woodlands 78-51 last night as well. And in girls basketball, is Hightower defeating Travis by 1-43-42. Pop-up, first base side, foul territory. De La Fuente gives way to Anderson, who makes the catch. Anderson, who had the better angle, makes the play to record the second out. And that'll bring up Sean McVay, the number nine hitter, the center fielder, who walked his only time at the plate. And, of course, last night in JUCO baseball, Coastal Bend lost to the Tyler women's team, 72-46. Swing, the miss by McVay. He tried to make it a one-run game with that swing. And the Tyler men's team with a victory over Navarro, 84-64. McVay looks to bunt, takes it. Let's see if they give him a strike or a ball. It looks like they're going to save the ball. Didn't get the bat on it. So 1-1. McVay batting with two outs. Nobody on. One run across here for Frank Phillips College here. Solo homer by Hilliard. McVay takes it outside corner, 2-1. Floyd, long look in. Rotating that baseball in his hand, now puts it in the glove, delivers the 2-1. Strike right at the letters. 2-2. 2-2 count now. McVay trying to keep the inning going. See if they can keep some momentum as they've now back in this game, trailing by 2-3-1. Floyd. 2-2 offering. Swing and a miss gets McVay to strike out. They'll throw the first to finish the inning. And that is strikeout number 2 for Floyd. But damage is done as the Plainsmen come up with one run on one hit. There were no errors. Nobody left. The home run by Hilliard makes it a new score. It's Blinn College 3, Frank Phillips College 1, Texas Sports Radio Network.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, stay at the Residence Inn at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-391-7501. The City of Katy, home of Champions.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Hey, let's get something to eat.
I don't know. How about there?
Ugh, that's 3 hours on a rowing machine.
That place?
4 on a treadmill.
What about
an extra CrossFit class?
How much is it to lick a postage stamp?
7 sit-ups. 12 with the envelope.
Instead of being consumed by calories, why not just start eating healthier? Pita Pit. Fresh thinking, healthy eating.
Pita Pit. Fresh grilled, flavored film at 12020 FM 1960, just east of Eldridge.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best.
And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expect more.
Bottom of the fifth inning, De La Fuente will lead off, but against a new pitcher, Joe Cullo. New right-hander out for the Plainsmen. De La Fuente was at the plate when Anderson was caught. When Anderson was caught trying to steal. And the pitch is high from Gullo. 2-0. De La Fuente will be followed by Parrish and Skinner here in the inning. Glenn College leading Frank Phillips College 3-1 now. Hilliard got Plainsman on the board with a solo homer in the top half of the inning. A strike in the outside corner makes it 2-1. The starter Ogden went four innings, allowed only three runs on three hits, struck out two, walked six. And the pitch outside corner, 3-1. 3-1 the count now. Let's see if he'll get the green light here on 3-1. Call it delivers and a shot down the line and left, but it's going to curve foul. And makes it 3-2. Well, he got the green light, got a little too much in front of it. Almost got it in that wheelhouse. Colo got away with one there. Here's a 3-0-2 pitch. Outside corner, and De La Fuente's is on base for the second time as he picks up the walk. Seventh walk given up to the Bucks this afternoon. First one given up by Colo. Now bring up Colton Parrish to DH. Parrish has walked twice here today. He was on base last time up when the man on deck, Marshall Skinner, went over the left center field wall to make it 3-0. Now 3-1, looking to bunt. And Gale with a nice backhand to keep that one from going to the wall. That's 1-0. Our half inning being brought to you by Joe Myers Toyota. Smart buyers shop at Joe Myers. Scoring the bunt. Nice one down third. And Esau will throw low. Base hit. So an infield single by Parrish on the bunt. And runners at first and second, and nobody out here in the fifth inning. Here's Marshall Skinner. Cranked a two-run homer his last time up. That made up for leaving the bases loaded in the first. As he sets up shop here at the plate, De La Fuente at second, Parrish at first now. And Colo. And a little bit of a jam here in the fifth. And the bunt popped up and right into the Plainsman dugout on the first base side for a strike. So Skinner up trying to move the runners. Coach McIntyre trying to do a little small baseball here. Try to get the two guys in scoring position. More facilities as we look on here at Blinn College here outside the stadium. And some more facilities being added on here at the campus. Very sports-friendly town here. Between Blinn College and Brenham High School. Pitch low for a ball, 1-1. Over the years, these two programs have been very successful. And a lot of Cubs have come through Blinn as well. Skinner squares the bat, looks to bunt, and the bunt now in third. And the play to first is in time, and Skinner does a nice job as the play goes 1-4 with Smith covering. And a beautiful bunt on the sack by Skinner moves the runners up to second and third. 1-4 put out. And now bring up the third baseman, McElrich. McElrich. And singled. And struck out. 1-for-2 today. Two in scoring position with one out. As Blinn College trying to get some insurance runs here in the fifth inning. Up only two right now. And that one inside almost gets McElrich, and Gale with a beautiful move behind him to keep that one. Boy, that one would have easily scored De La Fuente from third. If Gale doesn't get his glove on that one. Cullos misses outside, and it's 2-0 now to McElrich. Anthony Jones, who's reached base twice, is on deck. Jones has gotten on base with a walk and a fielder's choice. Infield in, looking for a play at the plate. McElrich pops it up shallow. This could be trouble. And coming on, McVay can't make the catch, and De La Fuente will scurry down from third to score to make it 4-1. And that'll be an RBI single for McElrich, his second hit of the ball game. And De La Fuente scores from third to make it 4-1. So runners at first and second now. As Parrish unable to move up from second with the play right next to him. Still only one out. And here's Jones, who's walked and a fielder's choice. He scored the first run of the game back in the second. Takes a strike. Jones ready. Call it with a long look in. And the pitch. Swing and a miss by Anderson on a pitch on the outside corner. And he's in a hole 0-2 now. Collins on deck. There will be a second game. Of course, we'll have about a 35-40 minute break in between. Time is called. Colo started his motion, but got stopped by the home plate umpire. Cole looks over at second. Parrish with a good lead. From the stretch delivers. Anderson pops it up. McElvey will make the catch. McVay makes it. Now throws the third as the runner will move up. Parrish, and he's there safely. But two away as Anderson flies out to McVay. So here's Kobe Collins, who has walked and flied out 0-for-1. Elsewhere, bottom of the fifth inning, and Albin has exploded to take 11-4 lead over Angelina. And they're first of two. So here's Collins, top of the batting order would be next. And As Cono has already given up the one run, and that came around to haunt him on the walk, and Collins puts that one out of play. 0-1 on Collins. And three of the four walks, the seven walks given up by the Plainsmen have come across to score. Toss to first, keep the runner close. Fly ball, right field, backing up a little bit, and ready to make the catch is Ortiz. And that ends the inning. For the Bucks in the fifth, no runs. One run, two hits, the RBI by McElridge. And Blinn Collins leading Frank Phillips after five. 4-1, Texas Sports Radio Network.
My job, but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa drafts on there, the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or on online at altex.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
Top of the sixth inning. Will Floyd in his second inning of relief in the start of the starter. Andrew Morgan now has a 4-1 lead. As Slade Ortiz leads off here in the sixth, and Ortiz files the first one out of play. Ortiz single to start the game. And has struck out back in the third. He's 1-for-2 today. Takes one inside for a ball. 1-1. Ortiz will be followed by Luna and Moran here in the sixth inning. Bucks about hit him. 5-3. Lead it 4-1. They got one in the second, two in the third. Did Blinn Collins before Hilliard's solo homer in the top of the fifth, got him on the board to make it 3-1. But then McElridge, with an RBI single, made it 4-1, back to a three-run lead. That one's fouled away to make it a ball and two strikes. Our half inning brought to you by the City of Katy, City of Champions. And by the United States Marines, the few, the proud, the Marines. The 1-2, breaking pitch, swing and a miss on the outside corner. And a strikeout for Floyd, his third of the game. And 10th strikeout of a Plainsman today. As his starter Morgan had 7. So that'll bring up Rico Luna, who has struck out twice tonight as he faces Floyd for the first time. And Floyd delivers right down the pipe with the fastball. That's 0-1. The Sand Jack, second game against Walter State, should be getting underway shortly. Lynn Michaels will be on the call for the network. In that one, here's the next pitch. Breaking pitch, misses high. 1-1 on Luna. Both teams kicking off their 2017 season this weekend here in Brenham. Both teams played Temple yesterday. Both teams lost to Temple. Temple off to a good start. Luna fouls that one out of play. 1-2 now on the Plainsman shortstop. Of course, no report yet from the Wharton Baton Rouge series. Going on over in Louisiana. 1-2 count. Popped away. And of course, our coverage of Region 14 will climax down at Sugar Land at Constellation Field with the Region 14 tournament. 1-2 count. Floyd kicks, delivers. Breaking pitch, misses high, 2-2. 2-2 count now on Floyd. Excuse me, on Luna from Floyd. Floyd came in the fifth. Gave up the solo homer to Hilliard. His teammates got him back the run he gave up. The 2-2. Got him to swing, did he? Let's see. Yes, they did. And it's a strikeout for Floyd, and that's number 4 for Floyd. And that's 2 away here in the 6th. And here's J.P. Moran. Moran hitting to a double play, and it's flied out. He's 0 for 2. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball. Let's see if Collins can get to it. Going to his left behind the bag at second. Fires across. A 1-2-3 inning for Floyd here in the 6th. No runs, no hits, and nobody left. We head to the bottom of 6th. 4-1. Lynn College leading. Frank Phillips College, Texas Sports Radio Network.
On at Joe Myers Toyota, lease the new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. For one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country, because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit JoeMyersToyota.com.
There's always a moment of truth where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continued to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
PFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On The Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
I know Raisin Kane likes to say a lot, but we'll have to give him a break till the next break. Bottom of the sixth inning, Trent Murphy leading off for Blinn College, and they lead it 4-1 over Frank Phillips College this afternoon. Murphy swinging on the first pitch, fly ball center field, McVay comes in, makes the catch, and quickly one out. That'll bring up Jay Anderson. Anderson. is 0 for 2 with a fielder's choice and an RBI sack fly back in the second. In the bottom of the top of the seventh, it'll be Eastside, Gale, Chu, up for the Plainsmen, down by 3 currently. Anderson takes a strike from Cola. Cola in his second inning. In relief of the starter, Auden. And that pitch outside the ball. 1-1 now on Anderson. Right-hander down the bullpen for the Bucks. Getting loose just in case they need him in the seventh. 1-1 to Anderson. Inside, 2-1. Bucks taking advantage of some wildness by the Plainsmen pitching staff. They have walked 7 this afternoon. 3-1 now on Anderson. As we mentioned, of the 7 walks, 3 have come in to score. The only one not a walk that scored was Skinner, who had the 2-run homer in the third. 3-1 count. Here it comes to Anderson. And a ground ball in the right field. A base hit for Anderson. And Anderson picks up the hit. Here's Johnny Reiser. Doubled back in the first. Since then has popped out twice to center field. 1-for-3 this afternoon. As he'll face Joe Cola for the first time. Cola from Coleyville. Or should be Colleyville, excuse me. So Anderson aboard looking to run. And the pitch inside the ball. De La Fuente, who's on deck, has reached twice today. Hit batsman on a walk waiting on deck. He's 0-for-1. But right now, the matter is Mr. Reiser at the plate. Fouls it back to make it 1-1. Remember, this will have another one for you about 35 minutes after the conclusion of this one. We'll have our second game here from Brenham. Still registering about 53 degrees here this afternoon here in Brenham, a chilly afternoon. Reiser fouls that one into the first base dugout. 1-2 now on the Bucks right fielder. That one goes back across the way as the Bucks are responsible for the baseballs for the home plate umpire today. As they're the home team, they're required to have everything the home plate umpire needs for this game. Cola likes the side. Instead, throws the first, and Anderson dives back safely. Bucks have gotten a couple stolen bases. Anderson was caught last time on a good throw by Gale. Might want to try and test the arm again of Jerry Gale. Cola, another quick move to first, and the runner gets back. Anderson always has had good speed. He's played out when he was in high school, played the outfield, played second base. Very versatile player. Cole is 1-2, and a ground ball could be 2. Smith over the second for 1, back to first, double play. 4-6-3, ends the inning. And for the Bucks, in the bottom of the sixth inning, no runs, a hit, nobody left. We're through 5-6. We head to the seventh. The Plainsmen need 3 to keep the game going. They trail 4-1 to Blinn College.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's. Only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5. And boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand-new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290 in the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michael sent you.
Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticides.
It's that time of year. Kickoff is football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Top of the seventh inning, Darren Anderson on to close the door on the Plainsmen of Frank Philip College. He'll face Asau, Gale, and Chu. Alexander out of Klein Collins High School. And a slap into the dugout headed everybody hopping over there in the Bucks dugout. 1-1 on Asau. Third pitcher used by Coach McIntyre. Fastball hits the strike zone, pops the glove of Skinner, and it's 1-2. Bucks have struck out 11 this afternoon, only one walk, and they have allowed three hits. 1-2, swing and a miss, and that's number 12 against the Plainsmen today. First one up for Anderson. That should be Alexander. Here's Jerry Gale. 0 for 2 has struck out and flied out. As Anderson looking to close the door here and even their record at 1-1. And a little flare. Collins has got a charge. He scoops. He fires in time. Good play by Collins on that little looper that died in front of him. He had to hurry and make a quick throw, and he did. And it's two outs here in the seventh. And that'll bring up Duncan Chu. Chu has one of the three hits this afternoon. For the Plainsmen, he doubled back in the second inning. Facing Alexander. As Blinn is one out away from a victory here in 2017. That one misses outside. Bucks looking to even their record at 1-1. Foul tip into the glove of Skinner for a strike, and it's 1-1 now. Umpire's going to check that baseball and see if there's any damage on it before giving it back to Alexander. Excuse me. Yeah. So, Chew back in the dugout. Actually, I mean, in the dugout. That's where Alexander would like to send him at the third out. Chew swings and misses. And it's 1-2 now. Alexander has Chew set up for what could be a Buccaneer. Another Buccaneer strikeout. Trying to get a Baker's dozen. That's 13. The 1-2 from Alexander. Outside 2-2. Sam Hilliard, who's driven in the only run this afternoon, a solo homer back in the fifth, on deck. The only run for the Buccaneers. That one's low. It's going to be off the Buccaneers. 3-2 now on Chew. Three-two payoff pitch. Just missed outside. And Chew's aboard. Only the second walk given up by the Bucks this afternoon.
Now batting the right fielder, number 27, Sam Hilliard.
Here's Sam Hilliard. Went over the left center field wall his last time up. That was against the relief pitcher Floyd back in the fifth. Made it 3-1 that time. Plainsmen need one more on board to make it interesting here. And Hilliard flies that one out of play. And it's 0-1. Our half inning brought to you by Alltechnictronics. What you need when you need it. Right now, Plainsmen need another base runner to bring the tying run to the plate. From the stretch, Alexander, fastball right down the groove. And it's 0-2 now on Hilliard. Austin Smith waits on deck. Glance over at first. The runner really not that important right now because he only represents one run. Off speed, pitch goes around. They'll throw the tag, and that's a strikeout to end the inning. There's your Baker's dozen. The 13th strikeout, and that ends the game for Frank Phillips. And a victory in the win column for the Blinn College Buccaneers as they win it 4-1. Our final line score here this afternoon here in game one, it was Blinn, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. For Frank Phillips College, 1 run, 3 hits, no errors. Winning pitcher, Andrew Morgan. The save going to Garrett Alexander, and the loss goes to Zachary Ogden. And we'll take a timeout, come back and wrap it real quick, and get you ready for game two.
Out and enjoy the heart of Katy, just minutes from the Merrill Center. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com.
The next time you stay to play in Katy, stay at the Residence Inn Houston at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-391-7501. The City of Katy, home of champions.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed. Smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. And a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. And a long business meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. It's better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call an order at Rudy's Group Meal.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or on at altex.com.
Dominique, welcome back to Leroy Dreyer Field. Game one in the books, and it belongs to the Blinn College Buccaneers. They defeat the Plainsmen out of Frank Phillips College by a score of 4-1. Our final line score tonight here in game one for Blinn College, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. For Frank Phillips, it was 1 run, 3 hits, no errors. Winning pitcher is Morgan, who went the first 4, struck out 7 in the game. The save went to Garrett Alexander, who struck out 2 in his relief. They struck out 13 this afternoon, did the Buccaneer pitching staff, as they got an RBI sack fly in the second by Anderson, a 2-run homer in the third by Skinner, and an RBI single by McElridge in the fifth for the Bucs. The only run coming for the Plainsmen, a solo homer by Sam Hilliard off the relief pitcher Floyd in the fifth inning. At that time, made it 3-1 before McElridge pushed the lead back to 3. Well, game one in the books here this afternoon here in Brenham. We've got another one coming your way in about 35 minutes, game two of our matchup, and we'll have it for you in about 35 minutes. All right, it's Dominique saying so long. We'll be back in 35 minutes. Texas Sports Radio Network.